Chapter 26, The Eighth Parable. He showed me an ample willow, shading plains and mountains. And all those called by the name of the Lord assembled in its shade. The glorious, exceedingly tall angel of the Lord stood by the willow with a mighty pruning sickle. He was lopping off branches and distributing them to the people in the shade of the willow. He also distributed small rods, about 1 cubit long. After everyone had received rods, the angel put aside his sickle, yet the tree was as sound as when I had first seen it. I marveled at this to myself and said, "How can the tree be sound after so many branches have been lopped from it?" The shepherd said to me,
"Do not be surprised that the tree remains sound after so many branches have been lopped from it. But wait, and when you have seen everything, then the meaning will be made clear to you."
The angel who had distributed the rods asked for them back from them. In the order in which they had received the rods, they were summoned to him, and each one of them returned his rod to him. The angel of the Lord received them and scrutinized them carefully. From some, he received back rods dry and apparently worm-eaten. He ordered those who had returned such rods to stand apart. Others returned rods that were dry, but not worm-eaten. These people he also ordered to stand aside. Others returned rods that were half dry, and they stood at the side. Another group returned rods that were half dry, with cracks in them, and they stood apart. Another class gave up rods green and cracked, and stood apart. Others brought him rods 2/3 green and 1/3 dry, and stood apart. Others returned rods 2/3 dry and 1/3 green, and stood apart. Others returned their rods almost totally green, with a very small portion dry at the tip. There were cracks in them also. Then they stood apart. The rods of others were green only in a very small portion, and the rest were dry. They also stood apart. Others came and brought rods that were green, just as they had received them from the angel. The majority of the crowd returned rods of this kind. The angel was exceedingly pleased with them. They also stood apart. Others returned rods that were green with buds on them. They also stood apart, and the angel was likewise highly pleased with them. Others returned rods that were green with buds on them, and the rods even had some fruit. The people whose rods were found to be in this condition were very joyous. The angel was also exultant with them, and the shepherd was very cheerful. The angel of the Lord ordered crowns to be brought. When the crowns, apparently made of palm, had been brought, he bestowed them on those who had returned rods with buds and some fruit, and sent them to the tower. He also sent the rest of them to the tower, those who had returned rods that were green and budding, but without fruit, after giving them a seal. All who went into the tower were clothed in the same way, in garments white as snow. He also sent off those who had returned rods that were green as when they received them, after giving them a white garment and seals. When this was finished, the angel said to the shepherd,
"I am going away. Send these people off to dwell in their place within the walls, according to the worthiness of each one. Send them off only after having carefully examined their rods. Yes, scrutinize them carefully. Make sure that no one slips by you,
he said.
But if someone does go by you, I shall put him to the test at the altar.
Having said this to the shepherd, he went away. After the departure of the angel, the shepherd said to me,
Let us take the rods of all these and plant them. Perhaps some of them may be able to live.
I said to him, Sir, how can these dry rods live? He answered and said,
This tree is a willow and naturally tenacious of life. So if they are planted and receive a little moisture, many of the rods will live. Then we shall also try to pour water on them. If any of them can live, I shall rejoice with them. But if none can live, I will not be found neglectful.
The shepherd ordered me to call them just as they were stationed. They came up rank by rank and returned their rods to the shepherd. On receiving them, the shepherd planted the rods row by row. After planting them, he poured water on them so copiously that the rods could not be seen above the water. After he had watered the rods, he said to me,
Let us go. After a few days, we shall return and inspect all the rods. For the one who created this tree wishes all who have taken branches from it to live. I also hope that the majority of these rods, after receiving moisture and having been watered, will live.
I said to him, Sir, explain this tree to me. I am perplexed about it. After so many branches have been cut, it is sound and does not look as if anything had been cut from it. This truly perplexes me.
I shall tell you,
he said.
This tree that shades plains and mountains and the whole earth is the law of God given to the whole world. This law is the Son of God proclaimed to the ends of the earth. And the people under its shade are those who have heard the proclamation and believe in him. The great and glorious angel is Michael, who has power over these people and is their captain. For it is Michael who inspires the law in the hearts of the believers. He closely watches the people to whom it is given to see whether they have kept the law. You can see the rods of each individual person, for they are the law. You see that many rods have been rendered useless, so you can know that all these people failed to keep the law. You will also see the dwelling of each.
I said to him, Sir, why did he send some to the tower while he left some behind?
He has left under my power those who violated the law they received from him to see whether they will repent. But those who have already satisfied the law and have kept it, he keeps under his own jurisdiction.
I said, Sir, who are those who have received their crowns and have gone into the tower?
They are those who have wrestled with the devil and have defeated him. They are crowned. They are the ones who suffered for the law. Also, the others who have returned their rods green with buds, but without fruit, have endured persecution for the law, but have not suffered. However, they did not deny their law. Those who returned their rods as green as they received them are holy and righteous and walk in extreme purity of heart, keeping the commandments of the Lord. You will know the rest when I closely inspect the rods that were planted and watered.
So after a few days, we came to the spot, and the shepherd sat in the place of the angel, while I took a position beside him. He said to me,
Tie a towel around you and minister to me.
So I tied a clean towel of sackcloth and was ready to minister to him. He said,
"Call the men whose rods have been planted, according to the rank in which each presented the rods."
And I went to the plain and called everyone. And they stood according to their ranks. He said to them,
"Let each one pull up his rod and bring it to me."
The first to return them were those who had had dry and cut rods. And because they were found dry and cut, he commanded them to stand aside. Then those who had dry but not cut rods returned them. Some returned the rods green, but some returned them dry and cut, apparently by worms. So he commanded those who had returned them green to stand aside. But those who returned them dried and cut were to stand with the first group. Then those who had half dried and cracked rods returned them. Many of them gave back green rods without cracks, but some, green rods with buds and fruit on the buds, like the people who had been crowned and had entered the tower. However, some returned them dry and worm-eaten. Others dried, but not worm-eaten, while some were half dry and had cracks. And he commanded each one of them to stand aside, some in their own ranks and others by themselves. Then those who had green rods with cracks returned them. Since these all had green rods, they stood in their own ranks. The shepherd was pleased with them because their rods had all changed and had lost their cracks. Then those who had half green and half dry rods also returned them. The rods of some were found to be completely green, of others half dried, of others still dried and worm-eaten, but some were green and had buds. All these were sent away, each to his rank. Then those whose rods were 2/3 green and 1/3 dry returned them. Many of them returned green rods, many returned half-dried rods, and the rest dried and worm-eaten rods. All these stood in their ranks. Then those who had rods 2/3 dry and 1/3 green returned them. Many of them returned half-dried rods, but some returned dry and worm-eaten rods. Some, rods half-dried with cracks. A few returned green ones. All of these people stood in their ranks. Those who had rods with a very small dry portion and cracks returned them. Of this number, some returned them green, and others green with buds. These also went off to their ranks. Then those who had rods with a very small portion of green, but otherwise dry, returned them. In this group, the majority were discovered to have rods that were green with buds and fruit on the buds, while the rest of the rods were completely green. The shepherd was exceedingly pleased with those whose rods were found in this condition. They all went off, each to his own rank. After looking closely at all the rods, the shepherd said to me,
"I told you that this tree is robust."
Then he said,
"Do you see how many repented and were saved?"
"Yes, I do," I said. He said,
"It is that you may realize how mighty and glorious is the superabundant mercy of the Lord, and that he has granted his Spirit to those who are worthy of repentance."
"Why is it, sir, that all do not repent?" I said.
"He has granted repentance to those whose heart he saw would be made pure and who would serve him with their whole heart. But, lest his name be again defiled, He has not granted repentance to those whose guile and wickedness he saw, for they were making a spurious repentance.
I said to him, Now, sir, explain to me what sort of people they are, and where is the dwelling of those who have returned their rods, so that the believers who have received the seal, but have had it broken and failed to keep it whole, might recognize what they have done and repent. And they will receive a seal from you and praise the Lord for having had mercy on them and for sending you to renew their spirits.
I shall tell you,
he said.
The people whose rods were discovered to be dry and worm-eaten are apostates and traitors of the church who blaspheme the Lord in their sins. Furthermore, they were ashamed of the name of the Lord, the name by which they were called. In the end, these people are lost to God. You see that not one of them has repented, though they heard what you told them at my command. Life has departed from people of this kind. And those who return dry rods, not worm-eaten, are similar to them. For they are hypocrites who introduce strange doctrines and pervert the servants of God. In particular, they pervert sinners by not allowing them to repent, but dissuade them by foolish doctrines. However, there is hope of repentance for them. Many of them, as you see, have repented since you spoke my commandments to them. More will repent, but those who will not repent have lost their life. However, those of their number who have repented have become good, and their dwelling is within the first walls. Some even ascended the tower.
Then he said,
So you see that repentance from sins means life, but failure to repent means death. Now, let me tell you also about those who return half-dried rods with cracks in them. Those whose rods were half-dry throughout are the double-minded. They are neither dead nor alive. Those who are half-dry and have cracks are the double-minded and slanderers. They are never at peace with one another and are always causing dissensions. But repentance is also possible for them. You see, some from this group have already repented,
he said.
And there is still hope of repentance for them,
he said.
All of this group who have repented also have a dwelling in the tower. However, those who were slower in their repentance dwell in the walls, while those who do not repent but persist in their practices die the death. Those who have returned their rods green, though cracked, always were faithful and good. But there was some jealousy among them about first places and points of reputation. Now all of these are foolish who have indulged in rivalry about first places. But these also, after hearing my commandments, were purified and soon repented, since they are good. Therefore their dwelling is in the tower. But if any return to dissension, they will be cast out of the tower and will lose their life. Life belongs to all who keep the Lord's commandments. Now, in the commandments there is nothing about first places and any point of honor, but about man's long suffering and humility. Therefore, the life of the Lord is to be found in men of this kind, but death is among promoters of dissension and among transgressors. Those who gave up rods half dry and half green are the persons engrossed in their business, who fail to adhere to the holy ones. For this reason, one half is living and the other half is dead. So many who have heard my commandments have repented. For those who repented have a dwelling in the tower. But some of them were apostates to the end. Therefore, they have no repentance, for they blasphemed the Lord and denied him on account of their business affairs. Consequently, they lost their life because of their wicked practices. Many of this group were double-minded. These still have repentance in their power, provided they repent swiftly. Then they will have a dwelling in the tower. Even if they repent rather slowly, they will dwell within the tower. But if they fail to repent, they also have lost their life. Those who returned rods 2/3 green and 1/3 dry are the persons who denied the Lord on various occasions. Many of this group have repented and returned to the tower to dwell. However, many fell away from God completely. These finally lost life in the end. And some of this group were double-minded and caused dissensions. So they have repentance if they repent swiftly and if they do not persist in their self-indulgence. But if they do persist in their ways, they also work death for themselves. Those who returned their rods 2/3 dry and 1/3 green are the persons who had been faithful but became rich and made a name among the heathen. They put on a supercilious demeanor, became haughty, and so abandoned the truth and did not adhere to the righteous. Instead, they lived in the manner of the heathen, and among them a manner of life more agreeable to them. However, they did not fall away from God, but clung to the faith without doing its works. Many of them repented and their dwelling was in the tower. But others, who lived and associated constantly with the heathen, were corrupted by their vain opinions to fall away from God and act in the manner of the heathen. Such persons are considered heathen. But others in this group were double-minded and had no hope of being saved on account of their deeds. Others, again, were double-minded, but caused divisions among their associates. There is still repentance for those who are double-minded because of their doings. However, if they would have a dwelling within the tower, their repentance must be swift. But death is at hand to those who do not repent and persist in their pleasures. Those who returned their rods green, but dry-tipped and cracked, were always good, faithful, and glorious in the sight of God. But they committed sin in a small degree out of trifling desires or because they had petty quarrels with one another. But upon hearing my words, the majority quickly repented and their dwelling was set in the tower. But some were double-minded, and in their double-mindedness, they created a greater dissension. Still, there is some hope of repentance for them because at all times they were good. Only with difficulty will any of them die. Those who returned their rods dry, with only the slightest touch of green, are believers, but their actions were those of iniquity. However, they never fell away from God and gladly bore the name. In their houses they also received God's servants graciously. Therefore, when they heard of this repentance, they repented without hesitation, and now they are accomplishing all virtue and righteousness. Some of them, too, are willing to suffer and endure affliction because they realize the malice of their former actions. Therefore, the dwelling of all these people is the tower.
After finishing the explanation of all the rods, he said to me,
"Go and tell everyone to repent and live to God. The Lord in His mercy has sent me to grant repentance to all, although some are unworthy because of their works. But in His long suffering, the Lord wishes for those who were called through His Son to be saved."
I said to him, "Sir, I hope that those who have heard this will repent. I am quite sure that each one who realizes his personal acts will repent out of fear of the Lord." He answered and said,
"Those who repent with their whole heart and purify themselves of all the wickedness as previously described, without adding more to their former sins, will receive a remedy for their former sins from the Lord, provided they are not beset by double-mindedness in fulfilling my commandments. They will live to God. But those who add to their sins and revert to the lusts of this world will bring the condemnation of death on themselves. As for you, walk in my commandments and live to God. They too who walk in these commandments and act uprightly will live to God.
After showing and telling me all this, he said,
I shall show you the rest in a few days.